Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1818, Memorial Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a fire station to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.978 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 224, also known as Slaughter Beach Road, 700 feet southwest of Route 224A, being Rutt Road. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of survey and site plan for this application. I have a couple agency comments. From the Department of Transportation, in the form of a memorandum and the form of a support facilities report dated September 30th of 2008, making reference to the AR zoning with conditional use. The annual average daily traffic of the Slaughter Beach Road is 1,038 vehicles per day, with a summer average of 1,356 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service is level of service A and will remain at level of service A with or without approval of this application. From the County Engineering Department, in the form of a memorandum from Utility Planning Division making reference to the application, the location, and the intended use for a fire station. The site is not located in an area currently county operated and maintained sewer or water district. It is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. An individual on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment will be required. The proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Thereby, a concept plan is not required. It was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. From the Sussex Conservation District, again in the form of a memorandum, we are advised that the soil types on this property are downer sandy loam and Ingleside loamy sand, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected or tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, that there would be little to no on-site drainage improvements necessary. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of an aerial soil map, a map legend, a map unit legend, an article on prime and other important farmland, and a selected soil interpretation. And they are a part of the record. And gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. Before we begin, is there anyone here with an interest in this application? Either for or against? In favor or opposed?
Favor.
Okay, I thought maybe so. All right, sir. If you kindly give us your name.
My name is William Tobin. I live at 22645 Harbison Road in Harbison. I am treasurer and chairman of the board of directors of the Memorial Fire Company.
Outstanding. You've heard what our director had to say. Have anything else you want to add?
The purpose behind doing this is twofold. When we had the last bad storm, we ran four pieces of equipment through the water. It gave us no access to the firehouse. We've had the bridge out quite a few times, and I understand it's going to be shut down for a year again for maintenance. The other problem we have is, if you read the paper, we are one of the two fire companies in Sussex County that had a little response time problem. And by putting this at 0.9 miles off of Route 1, it will cut down 8 minutes of response time to our community. And we need the storage space.
All right, sir. You can stop right there if you want.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say?
I don't know what to say, so I just...
I think you did fine. Okay. And I think the need is certainly felt. But we have a little process we have to go through.
Sure.
So if you'll bear with us. And I believe Mr. Burton is in your area. So any questions for the applicant?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Johnson.
Is this in addition to your existing
fire station?
Yes, we're gonna leave the main station on the beach, and we're gonna put equipment out. I have the chief with me, Terry Jester. We're gonna put equipment out there so we can respond either to the beach or to other areas of our responsibility.
So this will be primarily a substation with the primary station will be where you'll do any fundraising and dinners and that sort of thing?
Yes, sir. I have letters signed by the people who live in the area in favor of us doing this. And we made an agreement with Mrs. Ritter when we bought the property that we'll put a fence up, we'll landscape it properly, there will be no towers, and all functions and all activities will be done at the main station.
No further questions.
Horning.
No question.
Smith.
No questions, sir.
Mr. Lang.
No question.
Mr. Couch. Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counsel.
No questions.
Me neither.
Sorry I had to wait too long.
Yeah, sure. We apologize for you having to wait so
long.
Oh,
that's fun. It was interesting.
It was entertaining.
Anyway, I appreciate your, well, now, we'll tell you this, it's better than anything that's on TV on
Thursday. Oh, you got that right.
I brought plans if you wanted to see what we're going to put
we're
there.
Good. If you'll take a seat for a second, I have to ask that one other question, and then we'll let you go. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1818, Memorial Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated? Anyone here would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1818? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Just one thing.
Yes, sir.
You say you had a letter with the homeowner?
Yes, sir.
Of the landowner?
I have a letter from 8 residents that live around where we're putting this.
Would you mind passing those up and we'll put them on the record for you?
Apparently you made some conditions with the landowner that you wouldn't have certain things?
Yes, sir. When we bought the property,
yeah.
We sat down with an agreement. We even had them approve our plans of what the building's going to look like. So we've tried to work with the community.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Do you want the plans?
If you want to put them on the record, be my guest. You certainly can hand them up, and they'll become part of your
building
part
plans.
Of your record.
Okay, thank you.
Part of your record.
Everybody up here.
Okay.
We might like to have those.
Thank you,
sir. Appreciate it. Any other questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.